God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Lord God and Maker of all things, creation is upheld by you, while all must change and no decay. You are unchanging, always new. You are man's solace and his shield, his rock secure on which to build. You are the Spirit's tranquil home. In you alone is hope fulfilled. To God the Father and the Son and Holy Spirit render praise. Blessed Trinity, from age to age, the strength of all our living days. If you love me, says the Lord, keep my commandments. See my affliction and save me, for I remember your law. Uphold my cause and defend me. By your promise, give me life. Salvation is far from the wicked, who are heedless of your commands. Numberless, Lord, are your mercies. With your decrees, give me life. Though my foes and oppressors are countless, I have not swerved from your will. I look at the faithless with disgust. They ignore your promise. See how I love your precepts. In your mercy, give me life. Your word is founded on truth. Your decrees are eternal. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Help us always to rejoice in your promise, Father, and to praise the glory of your deeds. Keep us united in the love of your peace. Then we shall have little to fear from the threats of the Almighty. If you love me, says the Lord, keep my commandments. May the Lord bless you, and peace will be yours all the days of your life. O blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways. By the labor of your hands you shall eat. You will be happy and prosper, your wife like a fruitful vine in the heart of your house, your children like the shoots of an olive around your table. Indeed, thus shall be blessed the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see your children's children in a happy Jerusalem. On Israel, peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give lasting happiness, Lord, to those who reverence your name, so that our life and work may be such as to deserve your commendation, and bring us laden with good fruit to our everlasting home. May the Lord bless you, and peace will be yours all the days of your life. God will gain the victory for you over all your enemies. They have pressed me hard from my youth. This is Israel's song. They oppressed me hard from my youth, but could never destroy me. They plowed my back like plowmen, drawing long furrows. But you, Lord, who is just, has destroyed the yoke of the wicked. Let them be ashamed and routed, those who hate Zion. Let them be like grass on the roof that withers before it flowers. With that, no reaper fills his arms, no binder makes his sheaves. And those passing by will not say, on you the Lord's blessing. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord Jesus, living in glory as the Son of Man, Remember that when our sins had plowed long furrows on your back, your death broke the bonds of sin and Satan forever. Bless your church wounded in its members and strengthen it by your invincible power and grace. God will gain the victory for you over all your enemies. A reading from the book of Hebrews. Let us lay aside every encumbrance of sin which clings to us, and persevere in running the race which lies ahead. Let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who inspires and perfects our faith. For the sake of the joy which lay before him, he endured the cross, heedless of its shame. He has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. The word of the Lord. I put my trust in the Lord. His promise bears me up. Lord, help us to follow the example of your Son's patience and endurance. May we face all life's difficulties with confidence and faith. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks.